Physical labor. November 28, 1901. The father and the mother should prayerfully and unitedly bear the grave responsibility of guiding their children aright. Whatever else they may neglect, they should never leave their children free to wander in paths of their own choosing. The father should be the faithful high priest of the home, the house band of the family. He should not become so absorbed in business life or in the study of books that he cannot take time to study the nature and the necessities of his children, and devise ways by which they may be kept busy in useful labor that is agreeable to their individual dispositions. The carelessness of parents in failing to furnish employment to the children that they have taken the responsibility of bringing into the world has resulted in untold evil, imperiling the lives of many youth and greatly crippling their usefulness. It is a great mistake to permit young men to grow up without learning some trade. To the parents of ancient Israel, God gave a positive command that every child must learn a trade. Children endowed with most precious, rich capabilities have not received the faithful, thoughtful care that should have been given them. It is not right for parents, and especially the father, to excuse themselves from exercising painstaking care in giving instruction to their children.